Our weekly home maintenance to-do covers what you need to know about how you recycle, because it is changing. But I did need to do one thing real quick. The second segment is where we were supposed to give away the Diamondbacks tickets. I forgot. Trivia question. Text the answer to 411-923. This is for September 18th's game. 12:40 p.m. first pitch as we host the Marlins. What bird is featured in September's photo contest winner? So if you have your Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar, what bird is on the, it'll be in the top left, pretty obvious. That's where our annual photo contest winner is. People can submit pictures. Too late for 2020 as we're going to print this week, but you can submit photos of wildlife or landscapes for 2021. What bird is featured? Text that to 411-923 and we'll pick a random right winner and send you to the Diamondbacks.
And on the topic of recycling, the recycling industry is getting its teeth kicked in right now. They're really having a tough go of it. I believe Jennifer talked to 7 or 8 different cities all across Arizona. Some are completely eliminating the recycling.
I gave her an article from the Wall Street Journal this week. It's a national thing.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the demand has gone so far down, people are trying to get creative. And so there's kind of two things that go on with recycling that are really hard. One is there's lack of demand. It's gone. The Wall Street Journal was saying the demand had been like 19.4 million to China, and now it's down to 9. And this is over a course of like a year or two. So there was no warning. Everybody was just like happy campers. The trade embargoes and everything happened. And then they don't have a place to sell their goods to. And most people weren't looking for other buyers because, you know, everybody's kind of fat and happy. That's how it happens. So some other things that are really hard on the recycling industry is people aren't aware of how they need to clean products before they put them in.
That's one of the things that makes it expensive.
It's man hours.
To have a recycling program is because it takes so much to educate the homeowner what really does and doesn't go in that recycling can.
Well, and then there's humans, poor little humans, that have to sort through all that stuff. And you can't, you know, people put dirty diapers in there. They put dog waste in there, trash clippings, bowling balls, locks. I mean, that takes a lot of manpower. So that really diminishes the profitability of the recycling. So anyway, the article this week was just about some of the innovative things going on around the state. A couple of cities have actually cut. Casa Grande and Surprise have just decided we're going to turn this off until things get better. In Surprise, the homeowners are encouraged to still dispose of their waste in the same way, but it's all going to the same place. I imagine that so that when they go back, everybody still be in the habit, right?
Well, I sat on an airplane from Atlanta to Phoenix one time, and sitting next to me was a recycling
specialist
executive for the state of California. And she shared with me practically the whole flight home, how conflicted she was. She says, you know what? I don't even know that it's doing any good. We have to buy a second whole fleet of trucks that all need their fuel tanks filled, all need a driver behind the wheel, all need to get regularly maintained to round up the recycles. We need to consume lots of resources to reclaim whatever it is we're trying to reclaim. And she went on and on and on and on about, I'm just not so sure it's worth it. And I just wonder who's done a complete holistic analysis. I believe it should be done just because it increases our level of stewardship of resources. Plastic bottles just drive me absolutely insane.
I haven't.
They absolutely drive me insane.
A plastic bottle in 7 or 8 years.
But here's the dilemma. In Jennifer's research, she discovered that mixed paper, the price for mixed paper in bulk, has gone from $67 to $2.
Is that per pound?
No. That's per
ton.
That's bulk loads.
And they were saying that in some cases it was even costing the people, you know, us. It really didn't make sense because it was costing us to do it. But I think I love Phoenix's campaign, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, Reconsider, and Reimagine.
Yes.
I think it has to come from the very beginning, how we package things, how we purchase things. You know, think about our old friends Ralph and Evelyn. They took every bread bag and turned it into these little braided rugs. You know, I mean, they reused things instead of just dumping everything. Find another purpose and buy less.
Yeah, that's one thing I really look for when we're buying food. So much packaging goes into food. We try and avoid that altogether. If you don't have to, you know, like your frozen food section, your ready-made meals, you know, we don't do any of that. Uh-huh. Just to keep from having to that way. And plus, I'm a better cook than those ready-made meals.
That's a great focus is just even at the purchasing point, be thinking about what you're going to do. But educate yourself as to what really does. And pizza boxes can't go in the recycle box. There's too much grease on it. That has to go in the trash. And that's just one example. And water bottles. If you're going to throw water bottles in the recycle can, when it's empty, put the lid back on it. And that helps the equipment back at the recycling yard handle it and process it so much better. They float it up on a layer of air when it's got the cap back on it.
And this is going to bring a great inventions. And, you know, I think if you took like a Trex-type product, and Trex is made out of recycled milk cartons, and you started making lightweight boxes for, you know, like Amazon Prime users who throw away so much cardboard.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to populate the planet
with
boxes.
Make these Trex crates, and you would just exchange, you know. You would have a place outside your home where when he came and brought the new box, he would take the empty crates away.
It's a great idea.
And you would save so much out of that. You know, that would we'd still have to figure out how we transport them in the vehicle, but, you know, there's a solution there. And the amount of cardboard waste that's out there is unbelievable.
It's the old milk bottle routine. Remember? Well, yeah, this was way back before we were born.
when they were made out of glass,
right.
Not plastic.
You put the bottle out, you get the fresh bottle of milk at the door.
All right. We've got some callers that have been very patient as we covered the topic of recycling. Let's see if we can get to the phones.
First,
if you'd like to squeeze in between now and the end of the show, there's a chance. 1-888-767-4348. All right.
Jesse, driving in the car. Hey.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
So I just have a quick question about I believe it's my water softener. My wonderful wife sent me some pictures of black water in the toilet. And what I've figured out is when my water softener regenerates, it turns all the water in my house black. So, and I'm kind of a do-it-yourself kind of guy, and I was looking at maybe going in there rebuilding it. And when I was researching it, I found out that I have kind of it's one tank. It has the brine tank, the brine can with the salt next to it. But inside my tank, it has both the water softener beads and the carbon filter. But I didn't know if that's something that I can rebuild or if I even should rebuild it. I don't really want to replace it if I don't have to. I just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were on that scenario and if that's something you've seen and what I should do.
I've never personally experienced this, and I've never personally done that, but I can tell you one of our partners, All About Water, in Chandler, Gilbert area, right on that border somewhere, they are a service technician, but they also do retail sales for do-it-yourself Warriors. I will have to check their weekend hours. I don't think they're open on Saturdays, but they do sell parts for do-it-yourself repairs, and they could probably talk you through
coach
if this
through
is something
it.
That you could do without having to replace. Have you ever done that? I've never done that one before.
No, I'm not familiar with the equipment he's dealing with, a charcoal filter attached to the water softener. The resin beads, I'm not familiar with his piece of equipment. He'll have to get in touch with All About Water.
Yeah. We appreciate the call. Let us know, because that is something we could add to our knowledge base. We've got Matt next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Matt, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Great talking to you as always. Romy, I called in a couple months ago and talked about a window in my shower and how I don't like looking at my neighbors while I'm showering. And we had talked through some things, and I had put up a window film to kind of, you know, fog it up a little bit. But it just looks like a cheesy window film. So I had this great idea of maybe I could make a stained glass panel and then use some bathroom caulk to adhere it to the window.
Oh, can I call you out? We had another call coming in. Jennifer ran downstairs to open the door for some special guests that are coming in, and we had another call come in, and Gary, instead of putting them on hold,
bada-bing, bada-bing,
brought them on air, which hangs up on the person that's on.
And
so,
I should have locked them in. That was the problem.
And Matt, call back.
Jennifer's always throwing her hand in front of me going, hold, like that. So I'm like used to doing it like a, you know, cat going nuts.
And what I'd like to tell...
Sorry, dude.
Well, I know he's still listening. Matt, check with your city building department. I'm reasonably sure that glass, I know glass by a door, glass within 18 inches of the floor, and glass in your shower all have to be tempered glass. So at applying a glass applique to that window, I think is going to put you in violation of code. That's not critical until you're trying to sell the house. But for safety purposes, let's take a look at that. If it's your shower, the master bathroom, you and your wife are the ones using it, you know, you can take a measured analysis of the risk and decide what to do. But if it's something the kids use, I'd be really careful about putting in anything around a shower or a tub that isn't tempered glass. And I don't know how you would do that in a
stained glass application.
I don't know. I'd have to get in touch with Dennis at ABC Glass.
You beat me to it.
And ask him that question.
And we still don't have a winner for the text question for the Diamondbacks tickets. Is that a hard bird to answer? No, it's not. We've got Roadrunner, Woodpecker, Cardinal. I mean, that's not a hard answer, is it? It's September, so maybe people were back still on August. Move up to September. Text what type of bird. It was from our photo contest at 411923, and you could potentially win. And then we had somebody ask earlier, what about the state park passes did you guys pick? Well, we set it up that it was half of it was true, half of it was false. So no matter what, everyone got it half right, and we're going to send all 33 entries tickets this week because we're getting to the end of 2020, and these tick passes are good to the end of the year.
Got to use them.
So moving them out before we start distributing passes that will be good for 2020.